Across the Capitol, in the Senate, earmark reform has been blocked by one single outspoken Republican senator. Democratic leaders are considering ways to get around the roadblock, but reformers worry that that move could put other parts of the ethics and lobbying overhaul at risk. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina last week delivered a speech on the Senate floor talking about the need to change how the Senate earmarks spending for certain projects. He said Americans want Congress to, as he put it, be restrained and open about what it does.
They want us to reform the way we spend their money and shut down the secret congressional favor factory. Nothing would do more to restore America's faith in their government.
DeMint has proposed publicly disclosing all earmarks, identifying each sponsor, the specific amount, and whatever vested financial interest the sponsor might have in the spending, including a benefit to their relatives or close friends. The rest of the Senate seemed to think that was a good idea, too, so much so that they approved DeMint's amendment back in January by a vote of 98-0. It was part of a broader ethics and lobbying measure the Senate passed, but because the Senate bill did not exactly match the House bill, the differences must be worked out in a conference committee. And that's where it gets confusing, because that conference is being prevented from meeting by the objections of one senator, none other than Senator Jim DeMint. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's frustrated.
I have reached out to Senator DeMint, who is the person at this stage holding up on behalf of the Republicans. He at this stage has not been willing to change his position, which is very unfortunate.
DeMint says he's only blocking the conference because he feels his earmark provision might be watered down. Democrats insist they have no intention of doing so, and they've come up with a bit of legislative sleight of hand to get around him. Working with their counterparts in the House, Senate Democratic leaders are planning to pass identical earmark and lobbying bills in the House and Senate, so there would no longer be any need for a conference committee. But outside watchdog groups are skeptical. They fear the identical bills might not be as tough this time around. Especially worrisome is a provision calling for the identification of lobbyists who bundle together individual campaign contributions and present them to congressional candidates. Craig Holman of Public Citizen says that bit of openness makes a lot of incumbent members of Congress nervous.
The Democratic leadership is firmly on board with having full disclosure. So are the Democratic freshmen who have come into Congress. But that middle layer of these old bulls within the Democratic Party who have been around for 10 or 20 years just are very uncomfortable with showing how closely tied they are to lobbyist campaign contributions.
So far, Democratic leaders haven't unveiled the exact language they have in mind, but the convoluted process up to now illustrates how difficult it is, even in the wake of scandals and dismal approval ratings, to get Congress to change the way it does business. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.